And pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Irene, would you call the roll, please, ma'am?
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mrs. Lucas.
Here.
Mr. Dolmy.
Here.
Mr. Scully.
Here.
Mr. Davis.
Here.
Mr. Lenhertz.
Here.
Mr. Freeman.
Here.
Mr. Olsner.
Here.
We have a quorum, Chairman.
Good. go to the approval of the minutes. Do we have any additions or deletions to the minutes of the last meeting?
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
I have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So, staff presentation on the first item tonight.
Yes, sir.
Is the an amendment to the Palm Coast Park Development Regional. And they both of these, two and three, both are in reference to each other, but we have to have two different votes. Okay? So,
since Mr. Tyner just walked in, I will let him introduce these two items, but I was, if needed, I can go ahead.
Documented he was late.
Apologize. These two items, first one, Jose has one presentation. The first one is a modification to the DRI development order. Small amendment, mainly cleanup. And then the next one is modification to the master plan development agreement. And Jose Papa will have those details.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and members of the board. Jose Papa for the Community Development Department. Again, well, I'll just have one presentation to cover both of these agenda items. Just to give us a quick background, we are in the, what's called the Palm Coast Park DRI, or Master Plan Development, Master Plan Development Area. This is a total of about 4,700 acres on both sides of US 1. And as a DRI, it was approved back in 2004. So it currently has its entitlements. It has a future land use map designation of DRI mixed use and a zoning designation of master plan development. The main crux of why we are here tonight is based on really some conditions that were amended in the DRI. Back when it was approved in 2004, there was a DRI condition that a 25-acre school site will be set aside. And as you can see, that's highlighted there in the arrow to tract 16, I believe. Since that time, Flagler County has adjusted its policy requiring that a 30-acre site be required for an elementary school. So the adjacent landowner to that school site and the school district had negotiations, and they came to an approved memorandum of understanding, although I have memorandum of agreement there, but it's really a memorandum of understanding, between the landowners, Palm Coast Florida Holdings, and the school district to swap that current 25-acre school site for a larger site to accommodate the 30 acres required by the school. And you can see that highlighted on the map with that arrow pointing to a 30-acre site on track 7A and 7B. So the proposed amendment to the DRI amendment is simply to change the designation of 10B, which was the old school site, to allow residential on that site. And where you have track 16, and as part of that change, in order to reshuffle some of the residential units that would be displaced from the change from the large from from donating a larger school site. Some of those units will be changed, placed on Track 16, and so changing the land use on Track 16 from business institutional to residential. There's really no amendment necessary for Track 7A and 7B since the DRI development order allows public uses such as schools on all the tracks. So such a change was reviewed by staff as required for all amendments based on the criteria established in our land development code. And we find that this change does not cause significant financial liability or hardship on the city. There is no need to amend any of the public facilities that are available to the site. Does it provide for an efficient land use pattern and location of non-residential uses? I believe that the school location and the reshuffling of the density along the site is appropriate. There's no threat to the general health, safety, and welfare of the community. This development must still comply with other local, state, and federal regulations. And even with the reshuffling of the uses, there is still compatibility with surrounding land uses. So at this time, staff is recommending that the Planning and Land Development Regulation Board recommend that City Council approve application 4086. As a companion to that, there will need to be some additional changes to what's the master plan development agreement. And again, that one will just basically reflect the changes that are being made to the DRI development order. As you can see on the current plan MPD map, if we just take the highlighted area in red, covering track 16, 7A, and 7B, as we stated previously, some of the densities will need to be shifted, and probably and appropriately, to accommodate the school site. So as you can see, the change towards the northern end, 7A and 7B has been highlighted in green to indicate that that's going to be the location of the new school site or public use. And track 16, which was previously for flex uses, has been changed to indicate that it would allow up to a residential medium density use, and that's 7A and 7B. And if you now focus on the area highlighted in red to the south of track 16, so that would be track 19, 10C, and 10B, where we previously had residential medium and residential high density, and also the public school site at one time. That's all being changed to residential low density. So basically, we are focusing on allowing the single family uses towards the southern end of the landowner's holdings at this point, while focusing on concentrating the medium density uses around the school, which is an appropriate, probably a better location for medium uses to allow students to walk to school. So again, with any proposed amendment, we conducted a review of the criteria in our land development code. Again, since there are no increase in the entitlements to these parcels, it does not cause any significant additional liability or hardship on the city for installation of public facilities. Does it provide for an efficient land use pattern, location of non-residential uses? That it does, and that again, we're focusing on maybe having some of the multifamily uses closer to US 1 and closer to the school. The criteria are no threat to general health, safety, and welfare of the community. Again, there's none that can be brought out by the analysis. The development must still comply with other local, state, and federal regulations. And again, the uses remain compatible with the surrounding land uses. So staff is also recommending that the Planning and Land Development Regulation Board recommend that the City Council approve application 4087, which is the amendment to the Palm Coast Park MPD. After tonight's public hearing, the DRI amendment will be scheduled for a public hearing with City Council. That will require one public hearing, while the MPD amendment will require two City Council public hearings. And that concludes staff presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. I don't see the applicant here. bring it back to the board, open the floor to the public. Any questions from the board on both amendments?
I assume, Mr. Freeman, that the way all this is worded, that you guys are good with this.
Absolutely, yeah. We had a good meeting with the developer, and we actually, the land is better for a school site. It's less wetlands, and it was agreeable. Our board was brought to our board, and the board agreed to it.
So, all right, yes. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Just to follow up on the, you went from 25 to 30 acres. That 30-acre site, is it going to be like K through K6, K5, middle school, high school? I mean, 4,700 acres is a big tract of land. What's your plans for that site?
Our board's policy is that an elementary school has to be at least 30 acres. A middle school has to, we would like to have 40 acres.
Okay.
Typically, what we have been building in the past has been a K-8. Not sure at this time what that would end up being, but it's sized for a elementary.
But you have a plan for all the homes as they absorb? You'll have space there for at least the interim period.
That's it. I open the floor to the public. If anyone would like to speak on these, they can come forward. No one's moving. I close it to the public, bring it back to the board for a motion. We have to do two separate motions, please. We do the first motion and go from there. Okay, do I have a motion for item?
DRI amendment.
Thank you.
I move to approve item number 4086.
Second.
I have approval and a second. Any questions? Irene?
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mrs. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Dolmy?
Yes.
Mr. Lenhertz?
Yes.
Mr. Scully?
Yes.
Mr. Olsner?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
We do have the motion carries 8-0.
Now we need a motion for the second item, which was the amendment.
I move to approve application number 4087.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I believe that we should take public comment on the second item as a separate.
Good.
Thank you.
Open the public.
Open a public hearing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Anybody from the public like to speak on the second? Seeing nobody jumping up and running to the podium, close it to the public and bring it back to the board.
Move to approve application number 4087.
I have a motion.
Second.
And I have a second for Ms. Lucas. Any questions? Irene, roll call.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mrs. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Dolmy?
Yes.
Mr. Lenhertz?
Yes.
Mr. Scully?
Yes.
Mr. Olsner?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
The motion carries 7-0.
Okay. One thing that I'd like to bring up to y'all's attention again is, remember, our September meeting will be on Tuesday the 17th. That's because council has their financial stuff on the Wednesday we would have it. So everybody make sure of that. I appreciate it. Do we have anything else, Mr.
No, sir. We don't have anything else.
Okay. No, I appreciate our fill-in tonight. It was pretty quick. That's what I hope you got initiated. But anyhow, I move for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Did I have a motion?
Oh.
I had a motion and a second?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? None. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adjourned.